Welcome to Carnivores Don't Get Sunburn, hosted by Carrie Mann. Dive into the extraordinary journey of rediscovering optimal health through the carnivore diet. Here, we share powerful transformations from reversing chronic illnesses to achieving peak human potential. Each episode, we'll explore the real stories of those who've turned their lives around, embracing a diet that's as natural as the sun. Stay tuned as we uncover the science, the success stories, and the secrets to thriving on this ancestral diet. Plus, don't miss our exciting documentary highlights featuring a diverse range of carnivore champions. Ready to challenge the conventional? Let's get started.
Hello, my name is Ere. I'm from Estonia, ex-vegan or plant-based, 40 years. This was damaging my health. And about a year ago, we found carnivore diet. I thought I will die, but carnivore saved my life and also my husband's life. So now we are thriving. We have energy. The best thing ever, just eat meat and healing can happen by itself. It's most natural way of eating and living.
Hello and welcome. Carrie here from Healing Humanity, the power of a proper human diet. And today I'm thankful, grateful, blessed to welcome Era to the channel. Welcome, Era. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I've seen a little bit of your story, and I know you've gone on with Dr. Chafee and some others and shared it, and your story sounds incredible. I'm really interested in hearing more, asking you some questions and sharing with our audience. Maybe if you could start out, could you tell us what sort of led you to this carnivore space?
Where to start? Long story, but I have been plant-based all my life, like 40 years. I don't know why, I was a very picky eater. So I didn't like meat. I didn't like fish as long as I remember. Also, lots of veggies I didn't eat. So, I had lots of problems when I was a child. Like when I was 11 years old, I started to get old people diseases like rheuma, osteoporosis, asthma. I had lots of knee pains. When I was 16, then I had back pain. And I didn't know what it is, but I couldn't stand. I couldn't walk. It was so painful. And a few years later, I think after when I had my birth, I had a child, my back pain went worse. And then I discovered that I have disc prolapses and degenerative disc. I don't know how to say in English. So, I had this already when I was younger and I didn't know it. So my body was like slowly collapsing. We didn't know why, but clearly if you don't put anything that can build the body in like optimal food for humans, the meat, then there is no party for this long time, it seems, especially from the birth. When you are a child and you don't get these building blocks, it was difficult. I wasn't like, it wasn't religion. I just didn't like the meat. But our health, also my husband's health, went bad. Last 9-10 years went worse and worse and worse. And we had lots of symptoms, and he had the same symptoms that I had. And finally, we both had leaky gut, SIBO, IBS, reflux. He also had Hashimoto. I had constant bloating, headaches, hot waves, constantly being swallow, and couldn't lose the weight. no matter what I was trying to do, only counting calories was working, but this doesn't work long time. Eventually you start eating more and you gain all the weight back. And this was my lifetime struggle to lose weight. It was very easy to gain weight. But now thinking back, my menu was low fat, low protein and high carb. So, but yeah, I should eat opposite, but I didn't know that. So we tried everything, all diets, all different kind of doctors, Chinese, functional, Western. We started from Western and moved until alternative medicines. We tried everything. And how we discovered this, my husband found it, heard about carnivore diet, and was asking about this from our functional medicine doctor, who was specialized to the gut problems. What she will think about this. And she told that, my husband is 2 years carnivore. And it's okay. And we were like, why you didn't tell us this before? Because, what we heard, eat more fiber, let's say, this didn't help at all. And she also said that she don't eat grains and she feels good. And we didn't think twice. So the same day, my husband went to the shop, bought lots of meat, and he started like cold turkey. But for me, the meat wasn't the favorite thing. I didn't like it. So at first I skipped grains. And within a few days, I lost 2 kilos of water, inflammation. My body was transforming so quickly. And also my long-time pains in my joints were gone. Recently, I was doing lots of weight training. I thought that with weight training, I can lose the weight, and it worked, but I wasn't plant-based. So my body started to collapse when I was doing weight training. I was doing like deadlifts with white grip, and it was like 100 kilo or something. And I didn't feel any pain, but once I started to move away plates, I couldn't move my hand. And I don't know if you see, but this part went out. I don't know why, but it hurted, and I had to go to the ambulance. And sometime later, my calves muscle was tearing, I was like collapsing in many parts. And I think even 14 months ago, I thought, this is it, there is no tomorrow.
Today's video is sponsored proudly by ButcherBox. They recently launched a new initiative where you can support your local USA American farmers. Support American farmers with this new US pasture-raised beef from ButcherBox. This is USDA choice meat. Look at this ribeye, it's absolutely fantastic. The cows are never in feedlots. They're pasture-raised, there's no antibiotics, no hormones. You're supporting a local American farmer. I get so many people asking me, how can I do that? Now you can do it with ButcherBox. There's more details, including a really special offer, if you use the link in the description below. Thank you so much for watching. Now back to today's video.
And that's okay. I met God. I was in peace. It is, you don't need to suffer anymore in this physical body. And it was okay. But yeah, now 13 plus months, we have been carnivore. And I have reversed about 40 symptoms. And I never felt better. I can say that even when I was 11 years old, I was struggling with the health. So I don't even remember that I have felt as good as now being 41.
Wow. Was there a moment after you started doing carnivore where you realized like, this is something different, this is working?
Yeah, instantly. that was amazing, because I wasn't used to eat meat, and I was eating it with like cucumber or something that I knew, and it wasn't familiar. But what I noticed was when I was eating, my body was dancing, like I was like like doing my tail like dogs are doing. And I wasn't doing it, but my body was dancing, and I understood instantly, like the body knows in cellular level that this is it.
Wow.
And the body was screaming so long time, even before when I was eating, like I'm a nutritionist, so I was I knew how to count calories. I was checking that I get every amino acids in my plant-based diet. But in the paper, it can look good, but you can't absorb, especially if you have leaky gut and problems with the gut. So you don't get any nutrition at all. So yeah, I was eating, but I felt constantly hungry. And that was so annoying. Now I'm eating and I feel fulfilled.
Yeah.
6 hours. Yeah, no hunger anymore. Not going crazy.
That's amazing. It puts a smile on my face when I hear you describe that. My daughter, I have triplets plus one, and one of my triplets, her name's Emma, she was vegan for 5 years. And the first time she ate a meal, it's exactly like you just described. She had a tear come down, and it was almost like her body was like, yes, you finally figured it out. Like, this is what I need. Like, she was just yearning for more and more of it. She was so sick. That had to be so hard for you, though, going from plants your whole life to eating meat. My wife was also, she wasn't vegan, but she was 99% vegetarian her entire life for the same reasons as you. She just never liked the taste of meat. Mm-hmm. She loves animals, too, so some of it was compassion, but most of it was the taste. And so she's had a real struggle. But was it a struggle for you just even eating the meat? Like, what was that first meal like?
I think it was ground beef. Probably, and it was lot of ground of beef at first, because I don't know, it felt more okay to eat. And but how it was, I don't know. I think we had lost all hope because we had tried everything, and I was so tired. I had chronic fatigue. I wasn't functioning at all. I was living on the couch. I was sleeping like 11 hours and still tired when I was waking up. So I laid as long as I could in a bed. Now it's like today I woke up, I think 5:30. My eyes are open. Let's do now something. And yeah, it's totally different. But yeah, because we were so desperate. So it was like last chance. Because just recently I thought I'd die. And yeah. But I, as I got so good results within few days already, I knew that this is it. Although I wouldn't imagine myself eating only meat 30 days. But I did it like day by day.
Right. Wow. You remind me so much of my daughter. She had the same thing too. She was at the end. And she was only doing this for 5 years, but she's younger. But at the end, she was just sleeping all the time. She was so fatigued and so tired. And now she's just like you, full of energy. She wakes up early, just endless, endless energy.
That's amazing. I hear lots of stories like this. I started the Facebook group in Estonia for people like us to share and ask and support. And I get there also lots of feedback. The similar, and yeah, also some vegans are angry when I share something, and are attacking in my own page. I don't go to their page to tell them to eat meat. Somehow they need to protect their belief or something. I never was like this. I never cared what anybody is eating, but yeah. So sometimes I need to explain this, and yeah, maybe somebody who have eaten meat and then started to be vegan feels good, but when from the birth 40 years it's completely different, and everybody is also different. Maybe somebody can handle better, but I even didn't get the good base for this body. So yeah, at the end we didn't know how we're gonna manage to live 60 or 80, how we are then, because we already felt like 100 years old. Not every day, but yeah, days are not similar.
Do you feel like this saved your life? Like, if you didn't do this, what would have happened?
Definitely. Absolutely, yeah. I really don't know where I would be today if I would be at all.
Wow. And did you have, well, you kind of touched on this a little bit, but did you have any mental health, depression, anxiety issues that changed on car or brain fog that changed when you went carnivore?
Yeah, I had a brain fog, and I thought, do I have brain fog? Because I didn't have nothing to compare with. And I understood this when it was lifted, when I started carnivore. Then when I visited a very good Chinese medicine doctor, he was checking me, everything was not good, and asking, how is your energy? And I'm like, I feel terrible, but I even don't know what is normal energy level. But now I know I was so bottom. Now it's like completely different.
I've interviewed many, many carnivores, and that's a common thing I hear is I thought I had a little bit of brain fog, but I didn't realize until I got out of it. And I heard someone say, you can't see the fog while you're in the fog. You got to get out of the
Exactly.
fog. It's so true.
Exactly. Yeah. But what I noticed was that I had a sad mood for no reason. Everything in life was like, okay, yeah, I was tired, I was sick, but otherwise everything is okay. And I didn't understand why I have this sad mood. Even if something good happens, I can't feel happiness. I couldn't produce serotonin. My body was so sick, and also this low depressive mood. I didn't have any medication, I didn't have any diagnosis, but I started to think maybe I have depression or something. Everything lifted with this diet.
That's amazing. And how long have you been carnivore for now?
A little bit more than 1 year. We started 2024 July. Yeah.
And you mentioned your husband earlier. How's it been for him?
Same. It's yeah, we were like we now we are thinking that we hope that somebody would tell this 10 years ago when our problem started. Since then I had loose stool, bloody stool, pains in my stomach, couldn't sleep, and it went worse and worse and worse. And for my husband, how it started, he started to have panic attacks, anxiety, sleeping problems. And what they started to do was to write prescriptions for the brain, for the head. Actually, he needed the care of the stomach, because our lifestyle back then was, and especially for him, was completely different. Lots of gluten, processed food, alcohol, and all of that. And we both have celiac gene, so it just triggered and too much, and then everything like exploded. And from that, he started to look help support from different places.
Do you get mad at all? Like, 'cause you had a lot of suffering for a lot of years, and some of it's just 'cause you were eating plants, but the message is always eat more plants, eat more fiber, do this, and it seems like all the messaging is wrong. Does that bother you at all?
Yeah, sometimes I'm thinking how to say. I'm doing what I can. I share the message in my channel, in the Facebook, in my private pages. I help people who find me. I try to share the message and to open people's eyes. It's quite sometimes difficult, but it seems like it's mission here, because it saved my life. And then I thought that maybe it can save somebody else's life too. And we already have saved many friends' lives. They have asked help from us with Crohn's disease and different and cancer and so on. So, but yeah, there are so many people suffering, and they don't know. And that's why I can't shut my mouth. Need to share this. So whoever is open, like we were at that time, maybe, yeah, maybe 10 years ago, we wouldn't be open to this, to try this. We had to do this all suffering. So I can now help people. You don't go and knock all these doors. Try this before 30 days. You can save 10,000 euros. We were buying like the most quality supplements, 1,000 euro per month. we are now saving all that money. We don't need it. And before, we need all these supplements just to survive. We didn't thrive just to survive somehow.
Yeah, that's an interesting point too, because when you're plant-based, right, you pretty much have to supplement to survive. But do you supplement anything on carnivore?
I take vitamin D sometimes. I have this motherfucker gene. I don't methylate good, some vitamins. So I sometimes take this. And also I live in Estonia where there is not so much sun, although we try to travel as much as possible. But even then, we were like in wintertime, 4 months in Spain and 1 month in Mauritius. But still, my vitamin D level went down when I wasn't supplementing. And sometimes I drink electrolytes because I love this, the taste, unflavored. And yeah, maybe sometimes magnesium right now, no. It's also like our... We did DNA test and it showed we need some magnesium to supplement. But nothing else. Before, we needed probiotics, prebiotics, enzymes for digestion. And now it's all gone.
That's amazing. I just want to step back to what you said earlier about helping other people find healing. I think that's incredible that you're sharing your story and you're helping other people. I share that passion. It's hard not to be passionate about it, especially when you were so sick and hopeless. And then you think about how many people are in the world right now that are not just hopeless, but oblivious. I was oblivious. I never in a million years would have thought like my depression and anxiety was just from the foods I was eating. I thought it was, I need medication. It's a chemical imbalance. It's something like that. So it's incredible that you're helping so many people. It's amazing too, when you help someone, and it helps them immediately. Like you mentioned Crohn's, that's something that can resolve pretty quickly. But I think people overlook to the power of you helping that person long-term, because I believe their odds of getting dementia, Alzheimer's, cancer, all of those things down the road is so much drastically reduced if they're doing this, if their body's not chronically inflamed, living longer, not having mobility issues, like living to a healthy old age and thriving there. It's something that's hard to measure, but it's really an incredible benefit of doing this. A lot of people, I think, do carnivore just for like, they have an immediate thing. Mm-hmm. And then they fix that. And then they're like, well, I'm going to go back to moderation now or something. I'm like, I'm never going back. I'm doing this the rest of my life. I feel too good. And I was so sick. You feel like you're going to do this for the rest of your life?
Same here. Yeah. We have some friends who are like getting healed with this and then going back, and then they get punished and then they go back. Now they have at least a tool they can use, so they can be social and eat something else maybe sometimes, but then come back home and fry a steak. And here it's clear that never going back, although you can't say never, never, but it feels like this, that it must stay the base, at least 90, 95%. Maybe we can eat some veggies, but never grains. I don't want to touch any. And processed foods also, and also that I know that I have also dementia in my genes. My father has it, and osteoporosis, my mother has it, and the DNA test showed that. And this lifestyle can how to say in English, prevent these things, because this is, yeah, we have loaded guns, everybody, but lifestyle is which pulls the trigger. And yeah, when I'm checking my ketones, I'm constantly in high therapeutic ketosis or moderate. Yeah, sometimes low too. But I eat lots of fat and trying to stay in that healing zone. I don't know, maybe something very bad was in my digestion too already, because blood is too, running to the toilet, so much pain. But I didn't have the medical insurance already for many years, because I lost all all hope from that part, because we anyway had to go to the private doctors and pay there. So I stopped this. So I don't know actually what was already happening inside my body, but I feel great now. No pains.
It's amazing. Yeah, when you've sometimes people make fun of me because you're like, oh, Mr. Perfect never cheats. But I think when you had the suffering that you went through for so many years, it's not worth it. Like, why would I even mess with something like that when you feel so good now?
Exactly. I will say always that nothing tastes better than health. Once you have lost, then you don't want to lose it never again. Like, really, we were trying. We were looking it everywhere. We were paying every money we had, but nothing helped. Yeah, a little bit it helped, but when I'm looking this 10 years period or all my life, it was like this still. So, and once you get it back, you don't want to lose it. So it seems like this body, I don't care. Like, sometimes I have take like blueberry and it's like, why? Steak is so fulfilling. I don't need that. Yeah,
I'm with you. We did a conference a little while ago for Healing Humanity, and a woman was speaking, and she said, raise your hand if you found healing through carnivore. And a lot of the hands rose up, and she was like, you won the lottery. Every one of you won the health lottery. She said, you could have $1 million in the bank, but if you don't have your health, you have nothing. I'm like, that is so true.
Exactly.
So, true. So I get a lot of comments on my channel that say, I would have found the same healing if I just got rid of junk food. It's nothing to do with the meat. And I always say, like, of course, getting rid of processed junk food is a big part of the puzzle, but I feel it's deeper than that. Do you have any thoughts on that? Is it just getting rid of the junk food, or is there something that we're missing from the meat that's helping us?
Yeah, it's exactly. When you go to the vegan diet or medical medium, Anthony Williams, that my mom went, I don't know if you know this guy, celery, Jewish guy, and she started to feel better too. But why? She skipped croissants and all these kind of stuff. If she would come to me, I was then nutritionist already, to ask help, I would say that, yeah, skip this, skip that. The same things, the processed food. And when you start to eat whole plants and maybe some meats too, then you already feel better, yeah. Few months, I also was doing it and I felt better. But then my health was deteriorating or going down. It doesn't work long time, but you may get the, I don't know, maybe half year or something, feeling good, more energized, benefits. But eventually you need to supplement lots of stuff. And this is not proper human diet. My mom have so many health problems now after she started with this mostly plant-based, lots of juices and smoothies and stuff. It's sad to watch, but you can't open anyone's eyes if they are close to some belief or something. And we are separate in that sense. We don't find the similar topic anymore. It is what it is.
Right. Do you look at the world kind of differently now that you found healing? Like, there's a lot of sick people out there.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, all this. I mean, the system is broken, but it seems to be built like this, so it's not broken. But it drives on sick people, and it's like this crazy circle. Food making you sick, then you need medication, but medication doesn't heal you. It just manages the. Then you are. Customer for life, and then you get another prescription, another, and it's business. It's business. All the supplements also is business. Just eat meat, fat, and salt, and travel around, live a life fully.
Do you have any thoughts on like food addiction?
Mm-hmm. I think it's a big problem. I think the major of the foods you can find from the shop are made by chemists so that you get hooked, addicted, and this body definitely. I can say that somebody is addicted to alcohol, somebody smoke. I can stop this at any time if I want. I don't do this, but I have done in the history. But with the food, and carbs, this body, this is a slippery road here. And also DNA test showed that I have a sweet tooth 10 out of 10. So if I touch my teeth, touch like chocolate, it can't stop until it's gone. So my strategy is not to buy this or anything. And yeah, but people don't realize this, that they are hooked, that this is addiction. Once you tell that, just try 7 days, look what happens. And then you start to hear lots of, but I can't stop eating bread. I don't want to miss this bread or that or this. And even if you try to cut out, you understand, you start to have withdrawal symptoms. I had awful withdrawal symptoms. It tells a lot that this is still a sugar, even if you are eating carrot or something healthy for the body, it's still glucose. And it doesn't matter if it comes in bars, Mars or Snickers package, as apple or carrot, it's basically the same. It raises the blood sugar, and then you are hooked. And then it comes down. Then you need another hit and another hit, and that's it. And when you wake up, you are so so hungry, you only can eat think about food, so another day in sugar roller coaster starts.
Yeah, that's what drives me nuts too. Is a lot of people will tell me, you should just moderate, just eat a balanced diet and moderate. And it's like, I tried that for years and years. And you look around in the world, that's what everyone's trying to do. And there's no addiction in the world that you can moderate and have a little bit. And I think a lot of it's education too, because like you were saying, I think a lot of people don't realize if you have a potato or an apple, like you said, it converts to glucose in the blood and you want more and more of that. A lot. I didn't really know that either. I've talked to an individual who has type 2 diabetes and he was going blind from it. And he was like, there's no sugar in a potato. What's wrong with a potato? It's part of it, I think, is just you don't know what you don't know. So it's education. But that whole moderating, I think, is why so many people suffer in yo-yo. I did really well on keto for a long time, and I love keto, but I found myself doing the same thing there. Oh, I can have 20 carbs. Okay. And I would just want more and more. And it turned into just moderating that addiction, which ultimately ends up in failure.
Exactly. Yeah. Here too, it doesn't work. When I was doing fitness and counting calories and eating from boxes and being in a calorie deficit a few years, then I was also counting the calories and trying to push in these protein bars, the sweet stuff, protein ice creams, like calorie is calorie, you know. So hooked of this sweet flavor, sweeteners, and everything. This destroys so much the gut. People are so afraid of eating fat because they are... they are brainwashed, basically. But what you should fear is carbs, sugar, processed foods, also grains. And yeah, I was teaching people the same thing because I was learned to be a nutritionist, and it's coming from the same source. So I thought that when I went to learn something new, something, I don't know, eyes opening, it was the same BS. And now when I'm doing consultations, I can't use any what I was learning there. So completely opposite what I'm now sharing.
Wow.
And also I stopped working as nutritionist because I saw that it doesn't work for me, this moderation stuff, this food pyramid, eating like 5 times a day. I tried to do everything right. Everything was organic, whole food at the end. I didn't eat any dairy, any gluten, any sugar, any alcohol, and still swollen up, still sick, still tired. I stopped working with clients because it didn't work here. And I saw that it doesn't work there too. It's not maintainable. When they wanted to lose weight, it didn't work. And now I know.
So this profoundly changed your life personally, but also on a professional level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now again, I can. It was 5 years ago when I started, and then I didn't do it anymore. And now people started to ask the questions. I was sharing everything for free, consulting them, and writing everyday articles in Estonian language, because when we started it, I saw that we don't have any place, we don't have any information in Estonian language. So I started to translate the books, articles, YouTube videos. So to these people who don't speak English, like my mother, like my husband and father who got cancer, and so to share this, all this information now we just discovered. So yeah, lots of work, but now more and more people are contacting, and I don't have so much time anymore to just share and start everyone to share this. So we do it as a consultation. So now it's already a little bit like a profession, and I love this. I don't feel it's a work.
Do you feel like it's rewarding when you're helping someone find the healing that you found?
It's the best thing. Yeah. It's the best thing. I don't feel like I'm doing something, like I'm doing something good or something bad. I see this, that this is just what's happening. People find this. If I wouldn't talk, if I wouldn't share, maybe she wouldn't find this. And somehow we found it. So yeah, it was so natural to start to share this and open this community in Estonia too. Because then it was, I found one Facebook group, but it was very inactive. 100 people, 5 years old already. I couldn't get in few weeks, and there was no activity. So I did a new one, which has now more than 700 members, and not only carnivores, but also people and older people, which is interesting, coming in every day. They are not carnivores yet, but they are interested. They heard somewhere some things. Somebody shared maybe some article about dementia or cholesterol, the myth of the cholesterol or fiber or whatever. So people are very, very sick, and that's so bad. And maybe they are also have lost the hope or see that this medication doesn't heal. It doesn't help. Like when I went to the doctor when I was a child, I was like asking, why I have this? Where, how I got this? Can I do something different? No. No one knows. And here is a medication. And I have been always like curious, like it felt like, oh, also it felt off when the doctor was overweight, smell of the cigar, and then telling me don't smoke or eat this or that. Like, what the fuck? Yeah. Be yourself, example. And yeah, I don't push this message to my family members who is not open to this, although I see that this could help. If someone is not open, then it's too much wasted energy. So I'm just open book, whoever finds this and is interested, then I share it freely, my experience and how I would help her or him. Because, yeah, we have chat with Sophia Clements, so we know about the paleo ketogenic diet also. We know about lion, liberal carnivore, so for each different. Or if somebody have some problems, is already carnivore, and then I'm asking, what do you eat? Pork, chicken, egg, dairy, and beef. And I say, skip all, just beef, lamb, and ruminant meat, try this one. Because these other things may have lots of inflammatory properties, and somebody doesn't like it. And if you are healing, it depends in where are you. If you are healthy, then yeah, too liberal carnivore. Nothing happens if you sometimes eat something else too, if you don't have any problems. So yeah, and if the body is healed and strong, then it can manage the one potato also maybe.
I love your advice of being an example. I think that's the best advice. It's hard when you find this, because you kind of you get excited and you want everyone to find the healing, but a lot of people, they're not going to want to hear it. But if you're an example and they could see your healing, and if they get sick enough, they'll at least have it as a tool in their toolbox that they wouldn't have otherwise. That's my hope for most people, is at least have it as an option. I would have given anything to have this as an option like 20 years ago. It was never an option for me. What do you say to people that maybe they're interested, they're suffering, but they think carnivore is just so extreme, or it's dangerous, you're going to get heart disease, you're going to clog your arteries? What sort of conversations do you have with someone like that?
I would say, if you have tried everything and moderated, and you have arrived where you are, I can assure you that it's not dangerous. I have done it more than a year. Also, I had the fears when I started, when my cholesterol started to go up. And although I was reading that this is okay, it can happen, but still, if it happens with your body, even if I had resolved already 99% of my problems, still the fear from the programming. And it seems like more older the body is, the more it is afraid and programmed to think this way, that cholesterol is bad, fat is bad, and so on. They have like more concerns and worries, and I have to offer lots of support and explanation over and over and over and over again. But yeah, I would say try 30 days. You have done crazy stuff in your life. You have eaten, I don't know, all that you can, and drink all that you can in all inclusive, and you survived. try this. This is how humans have evolved. 99, maybe 0.9% of the time, this is evolutionary diet. We didn't know these diseases, these modern diseases we have today, like with this modern food we have today. So yeah, just give a try. At least 30 days. But for some, I tell, who are very, very addicted with the food and don't want to lose their chips and stuff, I say try 7 days. But already with 7 days, although the first 7 days can be difficult too, they can feel already that the mood doesn't swing anymore, and they get more courage to continue. Because if you say now start carnivore and forever, then it feels like it's too much. But if you say that try 30 days, and then you can take all your wine or chips or whatever you like back, but usually you don't want anymore. It seems like that. I don't know anybody who would go back after 30 days. They usually get so much relief, and it is already, the fog is lifted, the thinking is more clear, and you may see much wider picture what's happening with our health. And we are sicker than ever. We should be smarter than ever. We have all devices, medication is evolving, blah blah blah. And open your eyes and start asking questions.
Good stuff. I love it. Ira, where can people find you if they want to learn more or follow you on social media?
Mm-hmm. I started new channel, Eat Meat Heal, where I share this and interviews in Estonia and English language. And we also have a Facebook group, Carnivoorlus kui elustiil. This was for Estonians if they happen to watch this.
I love it. I will have links in the description below for all of that. Thank you so much for sharing your story. It was incredible.
Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely.